Every culture has its own health tradition, and ours is, in the broadest sense, the Kneipp therapy, because Kneipp reiterated what was already known in the Middle Ages. We go back to Hildegard of Bingen, who popularized herbs in her time. Kneipp restated this and summarized the principles a bit. Kneipp was not the inventor of the water therapy either. Many before him had practiced it, but he was the developer of a holistic approach and methodology, and from that point of view, he was the very first. He was a healer. Well, he was a pastor, not a doctor. He was a healer with common sense. He figured things out, tried things on himself to see what felt good and what worked. He was simply a very gifted observer. And he added things together and made them into a whole. Simple, intuitive, with great common sense, but without conventional training. For me, Kneipp therapy is our European naturopathic medicine. He didn't really make any record-breaking inventions. He simply rediscovered and represented traditional ideas. Conventional medicine at that time was, of course, already keen on research and science, and thank goodness, too, because great things were developed. But for the simple diseases, like coughs and colds, hoarseness, and so on, Kneipp brought simplicity back into medicine.